A newly released memo written 2 years ago by a White House aide suggests that Hillary Rodham Clinton played a key role in the firings of White House travel office employees. Mrs. Clinton and administration officials have maintained that she did not direct the 1993 firings. The White House delivered the memo to the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee in response to the committee's subpoena. It says the statements the aide made in the memo are wrong. NPR's John Greenberg reports.
The handling of the White House travel office in May of 1993 was one of the newly arrived administration's earliest controversies. Amidst White House accusations of gross inefficiency and possible wrongdoing, the entire staff was fired. The matter took on the air of cronyism when a company owned by a friend of the Clintons, Harry Thomason, took over the White House travel work. About 6 months after the event, then White House Director of Administration David Watkins drafted a memo which he described as a soul-cleansing. Watkins wrote, "It is my first attempt to be sure the record is straight, something I have not done in previous conversations with investigators where I have been as protective and vague as possible." Watkins said Hillary Rodham Clinton took an interest in the travel office at the prompting of her friend Thomason. Watkins said he was regularly told by his superiors that the First Lady wanted the matter resolved quickly by replacing the entire staff. But Mrs. Clinton, in a written response to a General Accounting Office investigation, maintained she did not know the origin of the decision to fire the travel office workers. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman William Klinger, chair of the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee, says that troubles him.
I'm not saying she's lying. I'm saying that there was seems to be a convenient lapse of memory, perhaps a little too convenient, but I think that there... It would be premature for me to indicate that anybody's been lying here. I think there's certainly been a very strong effort to obscure or obfuscate a lot of very important facts that should have come out much earlier.
Klinger says he suspects the administration failed to produce the memo before now because it undermines the First Lady's statement on her role in the affair. White House spokesman Mark Fabiani says the document was discovered only last Friday because it was written 6 months after the events in question. He notes the memo was a draft version and was never sent. He suggests that might mean Watkins himself was unsure of the facts. Fabiani says the First Lady has never denied she was concerned about the travel office. He dismisses any other interpretation.
These facts are out there. They're well known. And I think it's now clear that we're entering the presidential election year where all of these old facts and old news will be regurgitated for partisan political purposes, and I guess no one should be surprised about that.
The Republicans say if the White House had come clean earlier, there would be no investigation today. Klinger says he sees nothing illegal in the First Lady's alleged involvement. Still, he has sent questions to Mrs. Clinton about the matter and will hold more hearings in the coming weeks. This is John Greenberg in Washington.